Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I know that Rodgers is all-time better than both, but he's also older than both and probably has, I think he has less left than both of those guys then. So that's why I think this tug of war that the reporters are asking him about there is like completely fair. And you can give an answer right now that makes things seem like everyone's going to get along and he respects Arthur Smith and thinks Art calls a great game and all those things, but let's see what happens when they're actually like stalling as an offense and they've got a losing streak in things like that. What happens then? Because we know what happened last year. They hit a losing skid, and what do you know? A week after the season ended, oh, the offensive coordinator and Hall of Fame quarterback couldn't see eye to eye on things, and they couldn't wait to get a divorce. Even though we were told during the season, guess what? We're FaceTiming our wives together. That's how much we love each other. Whee! It's so much fun. We'd rather hang out with each other than have sex with our wives. Isn't this great? No, it wasn't. It was all BS. Right? I mean,
I'm still hung up on you saying Ben had more left at the end of the career than Rodgers. I don't even think that's necessarily true. But
really?
Ben was a guy whose best years were when he could improv too and still move around a little bit. He didn't want to hold on to the ball or do anything. Rodgers still has the arm.
Yes, but Rodgers also got rid of the ball super fast last year, a la Ben.
Yeah, but with a better arm. He's still, like, Ben's arm, I thought, started to weaken.
Yes, he still made clutch plays and got them to the playoffs, though, Malzi.
Where they were a dead team walking.
Yes, at least he got them there. Rodgers has played the last two seasons that he's been around for in full, last one in Green Bay and the last year in New York, and the teams combined went 13-21. With him under center.
On the other point, I just think Wilson and Arthur Smith was like a legitimate personality clash, and we know Arthur Smith wanted Fields. So he was being forced to basically work with a guy he did not want to coach.
Are you implying there you think this is going to go well between these two?
No.
I'm sensing that a little bit.
No, I don't. Van Slyke agrees with me on YouTube. Ben was a shell of himself. You're insane if you think he had more than Rodgers does in the tank.
Donnie, I feel like every time I've done a show now since Rodgers signed, like Ben has caught an unbelievable amount of strays from people here. One guy called in and said they're not even in the same class. The next day it was, Ben is totally out of shape, unlike Rodgers. And now it's Malzi saying that Ben, his last year, sucked.
Didn't say he sucked. I said he had less left in the tank than I think Rodgers had left. That's once again Pony throwing the old words and just jamming the words into somebody else's mouth. Did not say he sucked.
I would actually say when it comes to physically being in shape, it looked like Ben was in better physical shape than he was in like the middle of his career. He was just a much better player in like the early 2010s.
So you'd
he was a hoss there for a couple years.
So you'd rather have Aaron Rodgers right now than 2021 Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, Rodgers does still have the arm. He has the arm that Ben did not have. Like Ben clearly had lost a bit of the fastball there.
Definitely.
Like he was getting more in like to the Reagan era fastball, not the mid-90s. And Rodgers, yeah, the misses for him can still be bad, but when he wants to really put it up there, I think that his arm still stacks up pretty high.
If you remember, the highlight tape for Rodgers last year, and there are plenty of lowlights, the highlight throws were still pretty like jaw-dropping at times.
Ben's second to last year here in 2020, I would bet every dollar in my savings account, two things he did won't happen for Rodgers. Rodgers won't win 12 games here, and he won't go 33 touchdowns to 10 picks.
Yeah, throw 2020 out. It was 21. It was a goofy season.
You asked about
with 21. No crowds.
A goofy season with no crowds.
Offense noticeably spiked around the league.
You said last hour, stuff like Renegade has jumped the shark. Getting crowds up for things, not really a big deal. Now you're saying Ben was able to put up big numbers because crowds weren't there?
Broadly speaking, crowd noise does have some at least tangible impact on most NFL teams with false starts and procedure penalties. That's a fact.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's separate from saying the special song the Steelers play to try to get the crowd extra revved up is infallible.
I just don't remember you putting down anybody else's stats from 2020, but now Ben's stats are less impressive because of the lack of crowds at games. You've literally never used this to talk down any... We lived through that season together doing a show, and you didn't bring it up one time.
No, I definitely did.
No, you did not.
100% brought up how offense was favored.
I'll do a special search. There is not a tweet from Chris Mueller that
you
says...
You didn't say tweet. You said on the show. I absolutely brought stuff like that up on the show.
So it was a take that was only good enough for the show, but not good to live forever in Twitter.
Hold on. Do you tweet out every individual take you have?
I mean, if it was a big take, like take these numbers and throw them in the garbage because they happened in a year where there weren't fans at game, I think I might have gotten that message out to my social media followers. Yes, I do.
We had plenty of data in the next year or two to show that there was an artificial spike caused largely by there not being crowds. Nate tweets in, his elbow was shot. He was throwing 86-mile-an-hour fastballs like he was Bartolo Colon.
So, okay, what were, because I know you have it pulled up. So what was Ben's line in 21?
22-10.
You don't think Rodgers can do that?
I think he absolutely can.
And I understand that, you know, the box score isn't always going to match. We saw that firsthand last year. I mean, I think
he can do 22-10.
He absolutely can. I mean, the concern with him, for me, it's not the arm. It's just the mobility, like recovering from an Achilles injury at 40-plus years old.
He did look pretty spry on those little rollouts against air, Donnie. He was moving better than Starkey post-Achilles.
I'm not worried about the guy's arm or, you know, his football intelligence.
But you've also said you like Justin Fields more than him.
I like Fields more for the fact that he's 25 years old.
But I thought you and Pomp said yesterday, that you both think Justin Fields right now is better than Rodgers.
I think overall that he could be better than Rodgers right now. One guy's 15 years younger than the other.
Yeah, that's why I think Ben in his 30s had more left than a guy at 41. That's all I'm saying.
We're talking Ben in his late 30s. We're not talking Ben at 30.
There's only been one guy in NFL history that had a good season as a quarterback at 41. I'm sorry if I'm dubious and skeptical of Aaron Rodgers. My bad.
I understand that, but you said Ben in his 30s. Like, okay, Ben had his best year at like 32. We're not talking about Ben at 32. We're talking about Ben at like 37.
The interesting apple.
Yes, that guy got them to the playoffs by making clutch plays. We were both at the game in Minnesota where he played out of his ass. He didn't look like some ancient quarterback to me in Minnesota that night.
Humor me, though. With this, to do an apples to apples just to see how Rodgers could age. And the Brady being the only guy at age 41 to have a great year, it's a pretty strong argument. Rodgers is an all-time great, but you're bucking history if you do it again. Rodgers at the same age Ben was winding down was winning back-to-back MVP awards. Like, so there was way more left in the tank at that age, which leads me to believe that if the arm isn't shot, and we know the arm is still good, maybe there is more left in there, which was all this argument actually, of course, was, that I thought he had more left in the tank now than Ben did in his very last year.
But I got defensive over Ben, and I should be. I'm going to protect the guy that's the franchise's two-time Super Bowl champion.
I have been accused of having an incredibly weird hate for Big Ben, which somebody then explained by saying, that's because Ben called him out on his podcast.
Also true.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.